The first requirement to enter this kingdom then is to acknowledge that the king is supreme and his commands are to be obeyed, and they are not to be seen as a burden. He is your Lord and you are his love slave. Mark 12:28-30 in The Voice. The most important commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Eternal One is our God, and the Eternal One is the only God. You should love the Eternal, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Second, Deuteronomy 10:12-13, again in The Voice. And now, Israel, what is the Eternal, your God, asking of you? Only that you fear him, live as he wants you to, and love him. Serve him with every part of your heart and soul. The third, after you've done the others, not before, comes loving your neighbour as you love yourself. Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus quoting the scripture. Love the Eternal One your God with all your heart, with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is nearly as important. Love your neighbour as yourself. The rest of the law and all the teachings of the prophets are but variations of these themes. Sorted. Jesus made it clear. He didn't come to abolish any of this, the law or the commandments, but to fulfil them. And he fulfilled it perfectly, because the law has to do with the inside of us, not the outside. And he showed forth the character and nature of the Father by what he did and how he lived. When the inside is right, the outside will follow. Culture affects conduct, and conduct follows character. And after these come influence. But we have a way to go before we talk about the fact that we're meant to be life changers and influence the atmosphere, the world, where we are. And we can't do that if we are the same as them. There is no such thing as cultural relevance, folks. So now we have this king inside of us, and he's brought his culture with him. And we have to bring ourselves into alignment with how he thinks and behaves to bring his culture to bear on the one in which we live. We are to bring heaven to earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in me first. So he gives us clear and detailed instructions on how to do this in Matthew 5:6-7. We're about ready to begin now, I think. What we have seen has been a warm-up to bring us to this place where we desire to do his will more than anything else. That is where you are right now, isn't it? I'll leave you to think that over until tomorrow, and then we'll really get stuck into this kingdom living business.